This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to another broadcast of Albia Community High School Lady D's and Blue Demon Basketball. I'm Dan Stalker. With me tonight again is Todd Ratliff, and we are in Osceola, Clark County Community High School, as the Lady D's are getting ready to tip off just as we speak here. With the weather and everything, they moved the tip time up, so we're at 5:30 start here, so a little earlier. Appreciate all those that are joining in. And as I said that, the Lady D's win the tip, so Mackenzie Griffin gets the ball. Coach Ratliff, appreciate you joining us again tonight on tonight's broadcast.
You bet. It's an honor to be here.
Lady D's again have the ball, and their nice navy blue uniforms get it inside to Brooke Bettis, who powers up one, misses, but there's Katie Dyson with the rebound, puts it in.
That's a theme of what we've seen this year, go after those rebounds, get the nice putbacks right there.
Yep, you bet. And Lady D's, you know, just to remind you all, is coming in right now, perfect season on the conference mark, 6-0. So lead the conference. Clark Indians are 2-5 in conference play. So certainly a tale of two different teams here going on between these two squads. But it's one where the ladies, you know, we've got to be careful, make sure they're ready to play and get on top early and really set the tone here, Todd.
Yeah, and they're coming off a real big win last night. Mackenzie Griffin now will bring the ball up the court. Brings it across the half line. Dribbles into the lane, puts up a floater, a little bit hard off the glass, but she's right there, follows her own shot, puts it in. Albia leads 4-0.
Clark Indians, again, have got some had a lot of a good senior leadership the last few years. Our juniors and seniors really doing a good job, but they lost a lot of players, and as a result are kind of on a rebounding year for them, led by a couple of good players there in Libby Bemis and Carly Robbins, so we'll be hearing their name mentioned quite a bit. Carly Robbins, a big, strong power forward. And she is actually, ball was a jump ball there, and she'll throw the ball in. Gets the ball immediately into Bailey back clean. She feeds it right away to Libby Bemis. I mentioned her earlier, leading scorer, up for 2 points. So Clark Indians are 2 points. Albia Blue Demon, Lady D, excuse me, 4.
And Mackenzie Griffin will bring the ball up the court. Getting the offense set. Looks to the right side to Cassie Crawl. Cassie looks things over, takes a couple dribbles in. Pushes the ball right into Katie Dyson. Katie with a dribble, spin, right off the glass. Two more for the Lady D's.
Really seeing them take advantage of that height they have inside between Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson, and that smart play out of the Lady D's.
And they work that ball in real nice from that right side that time.
Full court press being put on by the Lady D's, but Clark was able to beat it and gets it inside to their own little power forward there, which is Bailey Balkane, and she makes the bucket. 6-4 is the score, Lady D's on top.
Lady D's bring the ball down the court. On the left wing to Tegan Bosser. Bosser back up top to Cassie Crawl. Cassie over to the corner. Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie takes a drive. Right past her defender. Puts it in. She takes a foul and will score the bucket. So she'll go to the line and shoot another shot here.
Nice little baseline move out of the point guard there. And she just went up and took a nice shot. Knew the contact was coming, but absorbed that and got the bucket to drop.
Yeah, what led to that drive was that good left fake with her head. She kind of faked like she was going to go left. And then her defender slid, and she went right around her. Free throw goes up, rolls around a little bit, and drops in.
And again, Lady D's will put that full court press, getting a couple subs in. Sarah Clark comes in, as well as Haley Hudson, so getting some subs. We're going to a full court press, going to make the Clark Indians really work to get the ball across half court. Trapped immediately as soon as the gal received the inbound pass. Maddie Heath got it, but then she gets the pass out. Up front to Libby Bemis, who tries to force the ball all the way up to Devin Carson, and then the ball just a little too far off for Devin to get, and so it's a turnover. Lady D's will take it over.
Looked like right there they had the press broken. They just couldn't get that pass cross court to start that 3-on-2 break on at their end of the court. Mackenzie Griffin with the ball over to Sarah Clark. Sarah moves left, dribbles, spots up for a three-pointer, goes a little hard off the rim, loose ball, and hustled after by Mackenzie Griffin, but not in time. The ball will go back over to Clark.
Yes, Sarah Clark, I don't think could believe that she was going to be left wide open there and hesitated a little bit. Had a nice little shot, finally got it off, but just didn't drop on that first attempt. Again, Clark then will take over on that turnover. Inbounds it, gets it right in the middle, and immediately breaking the press is Libby Bemis driving all the way up court. She gets it into the low block to Bailey Balkane, but she's not able to get it up, and so Bailey kicks it out. Shooter gets it up top, three-pointer is Carly Robbins. Shot goes off, rebound controlled by Clark, but they try to kick it to the post. They turned over, and Mackenzie Griffin with the turnover.
Yeah, Haley Hudson was able to get over there and put her hands up. Clark couldn't see where they were going with it. Lady D's bring it down the court, and looks like a jump ball here with Brooke Bettis. Lady D's will retain the possession. Substitute here for Clark. Like things are set. Cassie Crawl inbounds the ball. Goes up top to Brooke Bettis. Brooks kicks it over to Cassie. Cassie for three in the corner, and it's
wow.
Good.
Nice little stroke there with Cassie Crowell to get that three-pointer. 12-4 is our score. The Lady D's on top.
That was a well-executed inbounds play there, designed for that shot, and they made the most of it.
You bet. Maddie Heath gets it for the Indians and brings it up court. Passes up to Devin Carson, who dribbles baseline and comes back up top with the ball up the three-point line. Little drive and a shot by Sydney Redman. No good. Rebound control by the Lady D's.
Sarah Clark went up and got that. She pushes the ball up. Straight ahead to Brooke Bettis. Brooke Bettis turns, squares up right off the glass. Two more for the Lady D's. Looks like Clark wants a timeout here. Lady D's have jumped to a 10-point lead to start this game out, 14-4.
How about that? Having her head up, Sarah Clark gets that rebound and is looking all the way to see what she has and saw Brooke Bettis on the low block. Brooke, with her speed, able to get there so quick. It was very heads-up play by the Lady D's.
Yeah, real good. And Sarah just opened up that passing lane and got it right in there to her.
You know, as we mentioned, we got a little 30 seconds, so we're keeping it here. But Lady D's came off a nice win last night at Pleasantville. Go up there and nice non-conference win. They've just had a great season. Again, 13-4 on the season, so you can't say enough about their efforts. They come in getting kind of themselves tuned here. We've got three conference games on the road to finish up after, four conference games here starting with tonight. So they really want to come back and get themselves ready for postseason play and win the conference as they're doing it.
Yeah, you know, if they can finish the season on the road winning games, that's just going to lead right into what they want to see as the postseason starts.
You bet. Clark Indians, Libby Bemis, the point guard, brings it up, gets in the front court, swings it over the far side to Devin Carson. She looks inside, nothing there, dribbles around a little bit, kicks it back out top. Bend bringing the ball around. Maddie Heath gets it now, resets the offense. Another little guard for the Clark Indians. She gets a screen on the left side, dribbles over. Well guarded by Sarah Clark, though, comes across the top, but able to slip through as Libby Bemis drives in for layup, misses that. Rebounds bounced around quite a bit. Tied up. Cassie Crowell right in the mix there with two Clark Indians trying to get that rebound. That calls for a jump ball and alternate possession. We'll keep it here with Clark. For the Indians was Libby Bemis and Sydney Redman fighting with Cassie Crowell.
Again, it looked like that height kind of got to her. She had to change her first shot on Brooke, and Brooke hadn't reestablished position. She got the rebound, but then Brooke blocked that second shot to start that loose ball scramble.
But Indians get it in. Devin Carson gets and takes a look. Gets a nice little jumper about 18 feet. Not a two-point shot. Good shot for her. 14-6. Lady D's on top.
Lady D's will bring the ball up. Mackenzie Griffin passes over to the right side to Sarah Clark. Sarah down to Haley in the corner. Haley goes into Brooke inside, kicks it right back out to Mackenzie. Goes in, it comes out. Haley Hudson hustling after that ball, but Osceola will come up with it.
Just took a high bounce, and Libby Bemis was right there to get it. As she comes down, she dribbles a little bit off her foot, but able to retain possession. Kicks it out to Carson, and she puts up a jumper, no good. Sarah Clark once again with the rebound.
And Sarah's pushing the ball up the court. Maybe an ill-advised pass there. Fender got a hand on it.
Yeah.
Going to go to jump ball.
Well, we've had a lot of those here in the first quarter, just halfway through the first quarter, and we've had, I think that's our third jump ball call.
This one will stay Albia's direction. Katie Dyson back into the game. Looks like Tegan Bossert also back into the game. With them, we've got Haley Hudson, Sarah Clark, and Mackenzie Griffin. Sarah inbounds the ball to Katie, about 35 feet away. Mackenzie comes, grabs the ball, dribbles in, down low, under the hoop, knocked away. Albia will retain the ball.
Yeah, I think it was Maddie Heath knocked it away there off of Clark, and so, like I say, Albia keeps it on their own baseline, where Mackenzie Griffin is set to check in, see if we can't get a good design play here again.
He tried to force a pass right inside the lane. Osceola was able to close that up and take the ball away.
Devin Carson, big forward for Clark, was able to get that. Libby Bemis sets the offense here, very patient, wanting to see if they can get a set here against the Lady D's, playing a 2-3 zone defense. The Lady D's are doing a nice job, as they have all year with that. So Clark's trying to work the ball around the outside, get quick passes, see if they can see an opening or crease. Lady D's doing a good job filling all the gaps. Clark keeps moving the ball, skips pass all the way across to Carson. She drives baseline, kicks it off, nothing there, kicks it on out, swings it all the way up top. Oh, nice job, Mackenzie Griffin, about had the block on Maddie Heath. Maddie Heath puts up a little jumper, though, at 15 foot and gets the basket.
The Lady D's will get the ball back, leading 14-8, 2:35 left to go. Mackenzie pass over to Tegan. Tegan with the shot, a little bit short. Osceola comes down with the rebound. Looks like that's number 14, Libby.
Bemis is the way we're calling it. I don't know if it's right, but we can butcher names with the best of them. Bemis gets it over on the far side to Carson, Devin Carson. She swings it up top, and they're just trying to make quick passes to see if they can create that opening. Lady D's, though, being very disciplined, staying in their zones. Ball comes on the near side, though. Boy, on fire right now is Maddie Heath with her second shot. This time a three-pointer, so 14's getting close. 14-11, the score is getting close. Three-point game for the Lady D's.
Lady D's with the ball, taking Bosser on the left wing. Dribbles to the hoop. contact made hard on number 30. That's Carly Robbins. And Tegan will go to the line and shoot two.
Good recognition out of Tegan to realize that the contact was coming. So go ahead and get that shot up so you can get two free throws here. Try to get 2 points out of this. So nice job out of her to drive that. And seeing the double team coming, just put that shot right up.
And the first free throw goes up, comes off the left side of the rim. We'll get another shot here. Man, I'm going to have to tell you, I'm not as young as I was last week. I was only 40 doing that game. I'm 41 now, and this font they have on this program is pretty small. I may need assistance with some of these names.
That's why I make up my own sheet there with bigger font, because I'm much older than 41.
And taking second shot. Goes a little bit long. Osceola with the rebound.
Libby Bemis again controls it and brings it up for the Indians. Gets it to Maddie Heath, dribbles across the top, swing pass on the far side. They're trying to work again against that zone, see if they can't get those jump shots, trying to get the Lady D's out of that zone defense. They do get the ball inside, but well guarded by Katie Dyson. Shot goes up, not even close by Bailey Balcane, and it's a well short, and Mackenzie Griffin controls it and brings it up for the Lady D's.
Yeah, Katie Dyson with the hand on that got the block in as we push the ball down. Cassie Crawl shoots it, misses. Brooke Bettis right there for the rebound. Number 44, Devin Carson, reaches in, ties the ball up. We'll have another jump ball. This time it'll go to Clark.
Has to be some sort of record. I don't know if I've seen that many jump balls in one quarter.
I think that's six.
And again, Lady D's trying to put that full court press on, but Clark doing a good job of breaking it. Bemis brings it all the way up in the front court for the Indians. Sets the offense, gets it to Maddie Heath, who's been on fire here of late with a couple buckets for the Indians. Again, penetrates just a little bit, swings it around the far side, then gets it back here, comes right across the top quickly to Carly Robbins, back to Heath, gets it over Bemis again. They're just working that perimeter. Lady D's are sitting inside, pretty much packing it in the lane, just daring them to shoot that jump shot. Clark's not looking comfortable, so well scouted by the Lady D's to know that they don't like that outside jump shot. They're just going to keep packing it in and see if they can get them to relax. It is under a minute in the first quarter, so Indians are very patient wanting to get that last shot. At a 14-11 is our score here. Lady D's on top by three. Indians, I would imagine, are going to try to get at least a two if they can. Heath dribbles inside the three-point line. One step in, so puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Katie Dyson. Katie Dyson gets it. Gets it to Mackenzie Griffin, who will bring it up with 30 seconds left in the first period.
Scores 14-11. Lady D's lead. Cassie Crawl with the pass into Brooke Bettis. Brooke right back out to Cassie. Spots up for three. Goes a little long. Fight for the rebound. And Devin Carson comes down with the board for Clark.
Libby gets to Libby Bemis in the front court. So she sets the offense as they seem to do here with the Clark Indians. 10 seconds left in the first period. Heath dribbles across the top. Looks for Bemis on the near side. Sees her. Gets it back to Heath up top. Shoots a long three-pointer. No good there as the time expires. That will be the end of our first quarter, so a little up and down for both squads here. Lady D's have a 14-11 lead. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to Southern Iowa's best coverage of high school sports, KIC Thunder Country.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. We are at Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa. I'm Dan Stocker with Todd Ratliff, bringing you coverage of Albia Blue Demon and Lady D basketball. Lady D's are on the court right now after the first period, have a 14-11 lead. So a good start for the Lady D's. They do start the second quarter with possession of the ball.
And Tegan Bossard passes it down to Brooke Bettis. Brooke Bettis turns, squares up right off the glass. Two more for the Lady D's.
Really like a good quick start there, Lady D's. Maybe they get a little run going here. A defensive stop or two here would sure be nice to expand that lead. Clark, though, not looking to back down at all. Coming right at him, attacking on that press, and kicks it right out to Devin Carson, who hits a two. 16-13 is our score. So a score, 3-point lead for the Lady D's.
Kenzie Griffin brings the ball up, passes Tegan Boster on the right side, goes over to Brooke Bettis. Brooke now up top to Cassie Crawl, over to Tegan. taking on the left wing, takes a dribble back up top. Mackenzie Griffin shoots a three off the back iron. Cassie Crawl with a good rebound.
Oh, nice
look. Looks for Katie Dyson down low.
Nice.
Pass is tipped by number 44, Devin Carson, but that's a good look.
Yep. Yeah. Nice job. Cassie Crawl, long rebound to go up there and get that, and then see a cutting Katie Dyson and almost got it in there, but just bounced off. ADDs do keep possession of the ball, though.
Cassie inbounds to Brooke up top, back over to Cassie in the corner. Cassie looks inside to Brooke. Strong hands, picks that ball up. She's looking for somewhere to go with it. She goes over to Katie Dyson on the free throw line. Katie squares up, shoots. Two more Blue Lady D's.
Nice jump shot out of Katie Dyson. A lot of options there for Brooke. She had between cutters going to the base, the low block, Katie Dyson popping up high. So a lot of options there. Found the open gal and got the good shot there.
And she stayed patient because the defense initially was real solid.
We've got a 30-second timeout by the Lady D's, and we'll keep it right here as well on the short timeout. Again, we'll kind of try to get you guys up to speed. Appreciate those that are listening in. It's an early start to tonight's contest with the weather concerns. They wanted to get the games going here early, so the varsity games only being played here, no freshman or JV games. The girls, they moved up to a 5:30 start. Normally it's around that 6:30 time frame. And our boys' game will follow shortly thereafter, and the boys looking to get off of their little losing skid they've got going here, and I know that's frustrating for them. But the Lady D's, once again, 6-0 in conference play. Who would have saw that coming this year, Todd?
You know, Coach Achenbach, Coach Haywood, and the whole coaching staff there has done a great job, and the girls have worked extremely hard. They took the positives from last year and brought them in and started this season afresh. And, yeah, 6-0 in the conference. What a great start.
You know, got a realistic shot of going perfect on the whole season in conference play, and that would be a great achievement for them, not only win the conference but be perfect in conference. And that roll right into that tournament play, which we will face Centerville first round for the Lady D's. We'll finish up the season with Centerville, and then 4 days later we host them in Albia for the first round of playoffs. So with that, the Clark Indians do have the ball, and they're working the ball inside. They try to get it inside, but Katie Dyson's able to jump the pass that was intended for Bailey Buchanan. And so with that, the Lady D's get the turnover.
Kenzie Griffin brings the ball down. Right side with Tegan Bosser. Tegan passes to the top over to Cassie. Cassie to Kenzie Griffin. Looks like missed everything on that shot.
Just went a little right, yep, and then the ball rolls out of bounds, and so it will be a turnover there. Clark will get the ball. Set to inbound it is Carly Robbins. Again, full court press by the Lady D's, trying to see if they can create some bad passing or turnovers. And just as I say that, good job, Tegan Bosser. She jumps the pass that was intended for Libby Bemison and tips it, but it just goes out of bounds. No Lady D able to get that before it goes. But still, I like the pressure, like getting in their heads a little bit, making them make mistakes once in a while.
Yeah, we'll definitely take those turnovers and hopefully take advantage of those turnovers.
Heath gets the ball up top, sets it for the Indians. Gets it to Carson, gets it back to Heath, who looks around, drives it, penetrates, nothing there, but then finds a Bemis at the free throw line extended, and she puts a shot up, no good. Kenzie Griffin with the rebound.
Kenzie will push the ball up, finds Tegan on the right-hand side. Tegan back out top to McKenzie. McKenzie over to Cassie Crawl. Now off the left wing. Cassie will dribble up to the top. Back over to Tegan, back down into the corner and out of McKenzie Griffin. McKenzie looks in, nothing there right now. Cassie Crawl. Cassie finds a passing lane, gets it down into Katie Dyson. Katie puts it on the floor, and looks like there's going to be yet another jump ball. Number 30, Carly Robbins, reaches in, has her hands on the ball, and this one will go to Clark.
It will, and 18-13 is our score. I think Katie Dyson would like to have that back. You always talk to your post players not putting it down on the ground right away, because usually that's when that double team's coming, and that's exactly what happened. They tied her up. With that, though, the Indians get the turnover. Heath will bring it up for the Indians. Sees Bemis on the three-point line. She takes a long three and gets it. So Libby Bemis coming on fire here. Gets a not long three. Brings the score within two. 18-16. Lady D's on top.
Lady D's will try to stop that scoring streak now. Tegan Bossett passes into Brooke. It looks like it was tipped.
Yep.
And then that kind of threw the ball off. It went off Brooke's hand. And Clark comes down with it.
You know, we've got really attacking and trying to force the action, and Libby Bemis gets it on the far side, takes one little dribble, goes up for a layup. Katie Dyson tried to get the block, but just a little bit of body on that, and so they called her for the foul. Just her first foul, so a good quarter out of her not to get a foul with usually your big players. They play so aggressively, sometimes can get caught on off balance a little bit and some cheap fouls, but not tonight for Katie, so that's wonderful. Just her first foul again. First free throw up and good by Libby Bemis. So that will bring it within one. Clark Indians 17, Lady D's 18. Second free throw up. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Sarah Clark, who just checked in, gets the rebound. Or gets the tip, but it can't quite control it. Bemis is able to get it from her. Puts up a little floater. Can't get that to go. Runs short. And Brooke Bettis with the rebound. And then gets it to Mackenzie Griffin.
So Mackenzie will bring the ball up across the half-court stripe. Dribbles with her left. Looks over in the corner to Sarah Clark. Sarah with the ball now. Up to the top of the key. Goes Cassie Crawl over to Haley Hudson. Haley with the dribble drive. Puts it up off the glass. Comes off hard. Rebound goes to 44, Devin Carson of Clark.
Yep. Nice power forward. Really getting in a good position to get that rebound. And brings it up. Gets to Bemis, who now finds Heath, who will set the offense. Get Bemis at the three-point line. So those two of the leading scorers are trying to work there if they can, along with Carly Robbins. Indeed, get to Carly Robbins on the near side. She swings it all the way across the top, drives baseline, and that is Carson. Carson then kicks it to Robbins, who gets it back to Carson. So really trying to move the ball quickly are the Clark Indians. Again, the Lady D's staying in that nice 2-3 zone, packing it inside, trying to see if they can't have something happen. And in fact, they get him to Libby Robbins, who drives and tries to get a shot up. Rebound comes long, controlled by the Lady D's, and as she was trying to get the rebound, foul is on, I believe it's on Libby Bemis. So we'll get a sub in for Clark Indians. That'll be Sydney Redmond coming in.
As the Lady D's inbounds ball, we'll have Haley Hudson, Mackenzie Griffin, Sarah Clark, Brooke Bettis, and Cassie Crawl. Mackenzie brings the ball up. Looking the defense over. Looks like they're playing a man-to-man. Goes left side to Cassie. Cassie looks in. Haley Hudson was cutting through the lane. Haley squares, turns, shoots. Doesn't make the shot, but she's fouled and will get two attempts at the free throw line.
So with just 3:30 left in the first half, Lady D's have a one-point lead now, 18-17. About as close to the lead as they had since the first tip. Haley Hudson goes to the line, tries to extend this lead.
First shot goes up and nothing but net. Big score 17-19. Albia D's, Lady D's with the lead. Second shot. On the way. Comes off the front of the rim. Looks like we had a lane violation on Haley. She knew it was going to be short. Tried to get in there and help herself out.
And I don't mind that lane violation. It's going to be short. We weren't going to get the rebound. You never know what's going to happen. And so it allows us to set that press. And so that's not a bad penalty. It's no foul or anything. Just a stop ball. Again, with that press, Sarah Clark's on her, trying to guard really tight on Maddie Heath. But just a little too much body there. As an official called her for a foul, just checking the body too much. Just the first foul for Sarah Clark, so not a bad foul.
Maddie was doing a nice job of keeping that protect arm out, and that's, I think, where the contact came.
Yep, so Maddie Heath will get the ball in the inbounds after the foul. Sets the offense against the 2-3 zone defense here. They're trying to get something around the perimeter, really working around, looking inside when they get an opportunity here and there. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Clark very patient, trying to slow this game down as much as they can. Ball comes to the near side here to Redmond, who tries to get it and does indeed get it to Carson, who puts up a little jump shot, 10-footer, nothing there, but rebound controlled by Bemis. As she goes up for the follow-up shot, she gets fouled in the act of shooting, so Bemis will go to the line shooting a pair. That will be, I think, just the first foul for Brooke Bettis. First, I thought they were going to call Sarah Clark, would have been her second, but it's not, just Brooke Bettis.
First shot by Bemis goes in. She'll have one more. Score now 18, Clark, 19, Albia. 2:54 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up and good. We've got a tie ball game here, 19-19. Mackenzie Griffin will bring the ball up. Guarded well. And it looks like the official's calling a timeout. Something with the clock, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if they didn't get it started maybe right away. I didn't catch that, but nonetheless, the officials want to get it right, which we appreciate. So Lady D's will check to set the ball in bounds from their own sideline here.
Yep, looks like they ran a few seconds off the clock, so it must have been a delay on getting that started. Cassie Crawl now with the ball on the left wing. Looks inside, takes a dribble. Pass down low to Brooke Bettis. Brooke, a little hard off the glass. There's a loose ball scramble for it. Mackenzie Griffin goes to grab the ball. Good hustle play, but was on the in line. So the ball will go back to Clark.
Good shot by Brooke Bettis. Didn't drop him. And the Mackenzie Griffin and Haley Hudson really fighting for that rebound on the far side. Just couldn't get control. Coach Achenbach will get a couple subs in. Katie Dyson coming back in, as well as Tegan Bossard for Cassie Crawl and Brooke Bettis. So keeping those legs fresh for the Lady D's, running that seven lady rotation that he does. Good hands by Haley Hudson on the inbounds pass. Able to knock it, kept it out of bounds. But it's great active hands on her. Again, full court press by the Lady D's. Get the ball into Bemis. Bemis dribbles around a double team. Looks all the way up court. Gets it up to Redmond. Redmond kicks it around. Gets it back to Carson, who then finds Bemis at the top of the offense to set it up again. Gets it back to Redmond. Working it over to Carson on the far side. Skips it all the way to the near side here to Bemis, who's come out. Sees Heath on the three-point line atop the key. She puts up a shot, hits the back of the iron. Long rebound controlled by Mackenzie Griffin. So Lady D's get the ball. Tie score 19-19.
And as McKenzie's bringing it up across half-court stretch, Maddie Heath will knock the ball out of bounds. It will remain Lady D's possession. Got a substitute here for Osceola, bringing in Carly Robbins. Sarah Clark with the inbounds. Goes to McKenzie, but as she catches the ball, she is bumped by Maddie Heath.
Pass came a little quicker than what McKenzie was looking for, and so she alertly stayed in the front court so not as not to cause a backcourt violation. If it had been just a little later pass, she could have gotten the backcourt, but in doing so, actually caused Clark to get the foul. So a really good play out of McKenzie Griffin.
Sarah Clark inbounds to Haley Hudson over in the corner. Haley into Katie. Katie takes a shot, rattles around, comes off. Pagan Bossard with a hustle play, but is called for the reach as she tried to play Wolf and get that ball from behind on number 14, Libby Bennis.
Heads up play by Tegan, trying to get that little steal on coming off the backside there. Didn't know if Clark and would see her coming, but just enough body contact there. Officials called her for the foul, unfortunately. It looks like the fifth team foul for both teams, so we've a couple away yet before we get the bonus for either team. Heath gets the ball, sets the offense, gets the far side to Bemis. Looks inside, but then immediately gets back to Heath. Looks at the free throw line, Carson. Nothing there at the free throw line. Takes the dribble down, kicks it out to Bemis, shoots a three-point, long three-point, rattles around, no good, but controlled by Katie Dyson. So good defensive stand for the Lady D's.
Yeah, we had a good seal down low there. We had Katie Dyson on one side and Haley Hudson on the other. Seal it off. Ball comes down, taken Bossard with a shot from the left wing. It rattles out. Sarah Clark with the rebound, kicks it to Katie Dyson at the free throw line, and Katie drops it down. 21-19 now, a minute 9 to go. Albia, Lady D's with the lead.
Lady D's have not trailed in this contest. They've had the lead from the very first tip, got the first bucket, and this the only second tie here. We're getting it to 19-19 just a minute ago, so it's been a lead. I think that's going to be maybe on Haley Hudson. She was trying to defend inside on the post, which was Bailey Balcane. That was on Haley Hudson. Cassie Kroll and Brooke Bettis are coming in. A normal rotation. In the first half, Lady D's have that 21-19 lead, trying to get a defensive stop and get the ball back. Clark inbounds it from their own baseline, gets it to Heath. Heath dribbles a couple times, gets it up to Bemis, who sets the offense. She's all the way at a half court now, just letting the time relax. Her and Heath will work it back and forth way up high here at the half court line. Going to be very patient and really want to see if they can't get, obviously, that last shot with a 21-19 to get a two would tie it and a three would give them their lead, their first lead of the game. So they're trying to see if they can get something. Lady D's being very patient, going to let them get that shot off, Todd.
Yeah, you can sure tell that there's two different mindsets here with the offense. That of the Albie Lady D's is to get the ball and run and try to get a lot of shots up and wear down maybe Osceola. And Clark's okay with just walking the ball up the court when they can and to settle for the time expiring as they take this last 55 seconds off the clock. 8 seconds to go now.
Heath has dribbled around, gets it to Bemis. Bemis comes up top, looks to the near side, sees Carson. Carson puts a shot up, and it goes in. Three-point shot by Carly Robbins with the three-point bucket. Gets that as you hear the buzzer expire. That'll give them the first lead of the contest, 22-21. Clark Indians on top of the Lady D's. We're going to take a short time out here, get a word in from our sponsors, help bring us this broadcast. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader in Lady D Basketball.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
And a good Friday evening. You're listening to KIIC 96.7 FM in Albia, Iowa. And another weather-related postponement we're going to pass on to is the wrestling tomorrow in Fairfield, which was scheduled to start at 10 a.m. The weigh-ins have been bumped up to noon, and the wrestling will get underway at 2 o'clock. So you'll catch all that action here on Thunder Country. But tonight it's basketball, and we're going to go live to Dan and Todd.
Thank you, Scott. Again, this is Dan Stocker, and I'm with Todd Ratliff. We are in Osceola Clark Community High School, bringing you tonight's Lady D and Blue Demon basketball coverage. Came out to a great start, the Lady D's did. Really got out to an early lead, had a commanding lead, but then Clark kind of kept chipping away, more slow and methodical in their presence. And at the end of the half, we're able to get the lead for the first time in the contest. Clark was with a 22-21 is our score here. Do appreciate those who are listening. I know Todd coming over here, the game's moved up early because of weather considerations, and certainly we've got a smaller than normal crowd here at Osceola. I know, I'm just grateful, Todd, that we don't live in Atlanta, because if we did, there would have been like 60 cars piled up in the Sheraton interchange because, you know, nobody knows how to drive when there's any sort of inclement weather.
Yeah, you know, boy, that was crazy, and I feel bad for those people down there because they just don't have any idea. I mean, it's not because they don't want to drive in it. They just don't have to very often, and it was a big mess. I think 987 accidents in Atlanta alone yesterday.
And certainly the National Guard down there helping. A lot of kind of some heartwarming stories you hear of just citizens walking along providing food and snacks and stuff for those who are stranded in their cars. What I didn't understand, though, Todd, you know, you saw these news reporters, they're on buses and they're talking to these people and they're moving around. If I was on those buses, I think I'd follow a news person. You know, they're obviously getting around town. Why'd you stay on the bus the whole time?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I've got no real good answer for you there.
Oh, I'm just teasing a little bit. Hopefully the weather doesn't get bad here. Obviously, those who made the trip, we want them to get home safe and sound. I know we've got wrestling coverage tomorrow that's been pushed back already. Weigh-in starting around noon, I believe it is, with the wrestling to hopefully start at 2 as opposed to it was going to get going at 10. So certainly the weather's having its day, and it's been a heck of a month for us and a heck of a winter so far for us. But with it, again, we got 22-21 is our score here with Clark Indians on top. Todd, you went down and kind of got our stats. We don't have John Flattery, so these are not official. I don't care where they come from. John Flattery keeps us official, but what have you got for stats for the first half here, Todd?
Yeah, we missed John, but for Clark of Osceola, Bemis led the way with 8 points. Heath had five. Carson also had five. Robbins threw in three, and Balkin had a couple. For the Lady D's, and those of you that are keeping score at home know that this doesn't add up, so I obviously didn't copy things right, but what I've got in my book, maybe they'll dock my pay. What I've got in my book is Katie Dyson with eight on the inside, Kenzie Griffin with five, Brooke Bettis with four, and Haley Hudson with one from a free throw. So overall, we've got a score of 22, Clark and Albia with 21. Really no foul trouble to speak of in that first half. Osceola just with one player with two fouls, and that's Robbins. And for the Lady Ds, the only one with two fouls is Sarah Clark. So,
and really both teams just only had 5 and 6 fouls on the half. You know, so it's a very minimal contact, very clean game, which you kind of like to see, especially late in the season. Obviously, Coach Achenbach would like his girls playing a nice, smooth brand of ball, and that's what he's getting. But I think I'm sure he's talked to him at halftime about coming out, starting this half the way they started the game, and finishing the half like they started the game.
Yeah, we talked about the storms down south. We've got two different storms took place here in the in the first half. We had that big 14-4 run to start the game for the Lady Ds. And they just poured on the pressure. Osceola then slowed the game way down, and they were able to methodically work their way back and took the first lead of the game with time expired in the first half.
Yeah, 14-4, as you say, and then to finish the half, the Clark goes on an 18-7 push of their own. So, I mean, a nice little turn of events and a tale of two parts of the half there. We've got the Lady Ds out warming up for the second half of action here. We've got about a minute and a half before this start, so we're going to take another timeout, get a word in from our sponsors, and appreciate everyone listening in to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa. I'm Dan Stocker with Todd Ratliff. We're bringing you Lady D coverage here, South Central Conference action. At halftime, Clark had a 22-21 lead. Lady D start out with possession and get it to Tegan Bosser atop the three-point line, and she nails the three, so Lady Ds take the lead right back. So great start for the second half for the Lady Ds. 24-22 is our score. Lady Ds coming in, Clark coming in, bringing the ball up court. Get it to Bemis, who dribbles all the way up top but then pulls it out. She's going to reset the offense between her, Bemis, and Heath. Usually are kind of setting it up top there. Get on the far side to Robbins. Robbins looks all the way underneath to Bemis, who cut under the block. Gets a shot up, but nothing going there. Rebound batted around. Katie Dyson about had it, but it went off of Clark Inney, and so the Lady Ds will get possession of the ball.
Katie Dyson inbounds the ball to McKenzie. McKenzie will bring the ball up. Looks over to the coach, gets the play. Dribbles it down all the way into Lynn Lane. Takes a floater, misses. Brooke Bettis with the rebound. Brooke back to Tegan. Tegan on the drive, runs hard into Maddie Heath. Will draw the foul and go to the line to shoot two.
That's the second time we've seen Tegan Bosser recognize the defense is going to collapse and just goes in hard and strong, gets the shot off, able to get herself two free throws out of the deal. So that's just a heads-up play and smart play by Tegan Bosser.
And her first shot goes long off the back of the iron. Second shot coming up. Ball is up, and it's good.
So able to convert one of two there. Gets a three-point lead now for the Lady Ds. Clark checks in. The Lady Ds are kind of going, it looks more like to a man, kind of three-quarter man offense or defense here. So changing it up a little bit, not going with that zone, but matching up man on him. Little elbow thrown there by Bemis as she was well guarded by Cassie Krall. I think she was not liking that tight coverage. Bemis is able to get the ball loose, gets it over Carly Robbins, who drives in and takes a little running layup and is fouled or blocked, and then a little body contact there by Katie Dyson. I believe that's her second foul in the night. So with that, Carly Robbins will go to the line shooting a pair of free throws. First one goes up and good, nothing but net. So Clark pulls within two against the Lady Ds. Again, I like seeing kind of change the defense here. Lady D's going to a man, see if we can kind of catch Clark off guard maybe. With our height in there, we should be able to control inside. Second free throw up and good. So back to 1 point lead for the Lady D's. 25-24 is our score.
Yeah, if you keep switching those defenses up, there's a good chance that you're going to frustrate that offense. And if you can do that before they get down and have a chance to put the ball up, that's all the more beneficial to you. Right now, Mackenzie Griffin with the drive. As she goes up to shoot, number 14 still sliding over to try to guard her. That's Bemis from Clark. The shot was no good, but Mackenzie will shoot two here.
Again, the first thing you want to do is try to get that contact, get that foul drawn. So she did a good job there, and she gets a chance to go to the line, shoot a couple free throws.
First one is up. It rolls around, front of the rim, back of the rim, backboard, and in.
Mackenzie Griffin, the leading scorer for the Lady D's, a little over 13 points a contest.
Second shot is up, and it is good as well. Lady D's go back to that three-point lead, 27-24, 6:33 here in the third quarter.
Go back to the traditional zone full-court press. Does catch Clark off guard. Tegan Bosser ties up the ball as Heath was trying to dribble up. Maddie Heath was trying to dribble to the middle. Tegan Bosser was right on top of it. Tied up. Jump ball is the call, but it's will still stay Clark's ball, but it will get us back the next time we get another jump ball, which tonight we've got to think we're going to have another one.
Yeah, I think we've had eight already. So that was great hustle play by Tegan Bosser.
Yep.
Got down, didn't care about putting her body down on the floor and going low and getting her hands on that ball. So a good play there.
Lady D's do come out in a 2-3 zone defense, like you said, Coach, mixing it up a little bit. I think that confused the offense for Clark. As a result, I got a little foul pushing inside there. So girl was trying to post up. So that foul will be on Bailey Balcane, number 32. Her second foul. So getting a lot of fouls here for Clark. Three already with not even 2 minutes gone in the third period here.
Yeah, it looks like she was trying to maybe set a moving screen there to get that cross-court pass.
And that could be she might have thought they were still in a man defense. That changes the way you set a screen as opposed to zone defense. And, again, if you could, Lady D's continue to mix that up, I think that will work well. Oh, shoot. As we got Mackenzie Griffin comes down, just drags her pivot foot as she tries to stop and kick out the pass and gets called for the travel as she brings in the front court. Clark will get the ball in the turnover. Get it to the near side here to Devin Carson, who's slowly dribbling up, seeing what the defense is going to do this time, whether it's a man or not. And it is indeed mixing up. It's a man defense. Clark then is trying to get set up, and Libby Bemis is going to set her offense, see if they can get their motion or the man offense going. Well guarded by all the Lady D's. Tegan Bostard is guarding Heath. Maddie Heath, she dribbles around the screen. Brooke Bettis picks her up, then recovers as the pass went to Devin Carson. Brooke Bettis comes around and helps out. And as Carson drives to the lane, tries to get a free throw, Mackenzie Griffin comes over to help out and just gets a little extra contact there on the wrist there. So will be her first foul, Mackenzie Griffin's, in the game. As we'll go to free throw line is Devin Carson.
The first shot is up and good. 27-25, Lady D's. Second shot on the way.
Left-handed shooter up, nothing but net.
So it'll be the Lady D's ball. Mackenzie Griffin will bring the ball up. Guarded well by Heath of Clark. Comes to the right side to Tegan Bosser. Had the ball knocked away briefly, but got it back. Up to Cassie Krall, tries to throw it into Brooke Bettis, and it's stolen by Bemis.
Who gets it to Carly Robbins and really brings it up in the front court. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Devin Carson, and then gets Heath up top, sets the offense. Again, Lady D's Larian man defense now. Gets it to Bemis, who drives into the lane. Double team picked up there by Katie Dyson along with Brooke Bettis guarding her, so really forced her to dribble back out. Try to pound it inside, nothing going there. Kick it back out to Robbins. Robbins drives, puts up an ill-advised shot, goes out of bounds, gets knocked or blocked there by the Lady D's, and so Clark will retain possession with 5 minutes in the third period. Subs coming in for the Lady D's. That would be Haley Hudson and Sarah Clark coming in for Tegan Bossert and Katie Dyson.
Now it looks like Coach is trying to keep his legs fresh. Had a game last night, so he knows there's going to be a little fatigue in him there.
Pretty good. Now the ladies have switched to a 2-3 zone defense. Again, mixing it up, keeping the Clark on off balance if they can. They try to pound the ball inside. Brooke Bettis guarding the entry pass to Bailey Buckane. And just a little extra push by Brooke Bettis, unfortunately, and so the official calls her for the foul. It will be her second foul on the night. Clark will retain possession on their own baseline. Set to throw it in, get a low inbounds. A pass goes up, shot goes up, I should say, by Carson, but rebound controlled by Sarah Clark. Lady D's get the ball and bring it up.
Mackenzie with the ball. Looks to the left wing. Sarah Clark pushes the ball inside to Brooke. Takes a dribble. Back out top to Cassie. Cassie Crawl with the drive. A little hard off the backboard. Comes down and rebounded by Carson.
Good little drive and shot by Cassie Crawl, but just not able to get it to roll. Clark gets it, brings it around here to Heath. Maddie Heath puts up a three-pointer, nothing going there. Sarah Clark with another rebound. She'll bring the ball up into the front court for the Lady D's.
Sarah does a really good job on that offside rebound, the weak side rebound, getting posted up there. Lady D's with the ball. Ball goes inside to Haley Hudson. She dribbles out, back up top to Cassie. Cassie with the dribble drive, passes off to Brooke.
Nice.
Brooke with that power layup from the left side. Soft off the glass, 2 points to Lady D's.
Lady D's go back up on three, 29-26 against Clark right now with just under 4 minutes in the third quarter. With that little nice little shot burst of energy, Clark's going to call a timeout. They're going to take a full timeout. We will do the same as well. Appreciate everyone listening to 96.7 Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa. I'm Dan Stocker with Todd Ratliff. We're bringing you some of Southern Iowa's best sports coverage, and we are with the Albia Lady D's as they take on the Clark Indians. Lady D's at 4 minutes, just under 4 minutes in the third period, have a 29-26 lead. So a very close contest. The Lady D's did start off with a really good run to start the game, 14-4 run. But Clark battled back in to finish this first half and got the game. In fact, got the lead to 22-21. So the Lady D's have done a nice job here to start this second half, to not only get the lead, but trying to build upon that. Clark will have the ball after the timeout that they had called to set themselves and see what's going on. I think Clark wanted to talk about the fact that the Lady D's are changing from zone to man and make sure they recognize it each possession.
And Heath now with the ball drives in. Good bet is there. Looks like as she slid over, number 44, Devin Carson wasn't ready for her to be there. Took a little side step shuffle and travels the ball. Be Lady D's ball.
And once again, another little defense here. We did a little triangle and two where we were doing man-on-man coverage with, looked like Bemis and Heath, and then a little triangle zone defense in the lane. So a good job out of Coach Achenbach to really mix it up and kind of try to keep Clark on their toes and adjust to what's going on.
Lady D's with the ball. Haley Hudson with the drive. Ooh, she was picked by number 30. That is
Carly Robbins. Carly Robbins gets it immediately to Libby Bemis, who drives the length of the court, takes up a left-handed layup, can't get it to drop, but Brooke Bettis controls the rebound, brings it up for the Lady D's.
Looks like maybe Bemis was trying to draw a foul. Defense did a great job of staying put. Ball goes over to Cassie Crawl on the left wing. Shot goes up, comes off the rim, and Bemis with the rebound.
Gets to Carly Robbins, who brings it up to block, stops, picks up her dribble, can't get anything going there. Gets Maddie Heath at the top of the key. She dribbles in. Nice little entry pass to the post player, and that was 32, Bailey Bacane, but nothing going in. Rebound controlled by the Lady D's.
And Brooke did a nice job of being just standing there straight up, made her shoot over Brooke's hands. And
hey, you don't have to block every shot to make a difference. You know, it's just to have that presence there, and that was a good job out of Brooke Bettis. As we say that, the ball goes right through Cassie Crawl's hands, and so it's a turnover for the Lady D's. And Maddie Heath will bring it up for Clark Indians. Indians get it up there. Libby Bemis has a top. She's trying to see what the defense is. They're trying to get a sense of what's going on here so they can run a play. Again, it's a little triangle and two going on here. A little Bemis and actually Robbins being guarded man-to-man by Cassie Crawl and Mackenzie Griffin, and then a little triangle zone defense on the others.
Shot comes off the rim. Brooke Bettis grabs the rebound, passes it up to Mackenzie. Mackenzie drives the length of the court. A lot of contact there. It's going to be a defensive foul. Number 14, Bemis, wasn't quite set. And that's a good, strong drive by Mackenzie Griffin. She'll go to the line and shoot two.
She does a nice job there going there and taking that contact. Boy, that's a close call there. Bemis almost had a charge call, but wasn't able to get herself set, was just shifting a little bit. So Mackenzie Griffin goes up, hits the first free throw. As you hear the buzzer, subs coming in for the Lady D's. Tegan Bostard and Katie Dyson coming in for Cassie Crawl and Brooke Bettis. So kind of keeping that subs coming in as Coach Achenbach likes to do, keep the girls fresh, keep them going all night long. With that free throw, second one up a little short, but it's 30-26 is our score here. Lady D's on top. Rebound rattled around. Haley Hudson mixing it right up, and they're getting in there. Causes yet another jump ball, no surprise, on tonight's contest. That will stay Lady D's ball. So that's a great hustle play there on a rebound that was kind of rattling around nowhere in particular. Haley Hudson did a good job getting not only her hands on it, but getting possession for the Lady D's.
Now, it looks like Osceola subbed. Maybe this is the first time tonight we've seen number 52, Vanessa Bakley, is in now for them as Bemis goes to the bench. I believe she has three fouls. The coach wants to get her out and let her rest a little bit, and we'll probably bring her in here at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I would think, you know, again, 2:16 left in the third quarter, that you don't want Bemis, your leading scorer, 15 a night, to get her fourth foul before that fourth quarter starts. Give her a little cushion to start the fourth quarter. We do have a timeout here. It's just a 30-second timeout. Lady D's, again, have a 30-26 lead. They will have the ball at their own baseline after that hustle play by Haley Hudson on that missed free throw. So good job here. And what is that? We're nine now? Nine jump balls?
That's nine.
Nine jump balls, so we're keeping track. I think Scotty Fry's got Guinness Book of World Records on hold at home. Let's see if we get that record. I don't know how close we'll be, but we'll see what happens. Mackenzie Griffin will set to check in on her own baseline for the Lady D's.
Letting the play develop. Nothing there. She goes ahead and goes out top to Sarah Clark. Sarah Clark now at the top of the key. Dribbles, passes left to Mackenzie. Mackenzie dribbles past two defenders.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Switches hands off the glass. 32-26 now, Lady D's.
Very, very good job there by Mackenzie Griffin to get that shot up and make the nice little bucket. Extends the lead to six for the Lady D's. Again, as I mentioned earlier, just new sub or new player coming in, Vanessa Bakley coming in for Clark. She gets the ball around, gets it all the way to Devin Carson, who takes it in a nice little driving layup and gets it on the left hand, gets it to drop. So brings it back within four. 32-28 is our score. Lady D's on top.
Lady D's again with the ball. Sarah Clark on the left wing. Looks inside, nothing there. Screened by Katie Dyson. Sarah steps back, puts a three up, nothing but net. Sarah Clark from the left corner.
Nice little screen by Katie Dyson. The Springer just a little bit open. Nice three-point bucket for her, for Sarah Clark.
And that defender tried to cut back door on the screen, and when she did, Sarah just stepped back behind that three-point line and had a nice open look, squared up, caught the ball, and put it down.
Clark comes up now and surveys with a conventional 2-3 zone defense. Ball being moved around there. Carson gets it, swings it all the way to the far side to Heath. Heath dribbles baseline, nothing there. She swings it back up to Robbins. Robbins looks inside, can't see anything there. Tries to drive on Mackenzie Griffin, but takes two dribbles, can't get anything to go. And a little foul underneath here. Not sure. Looks like we're going to stay here, so it must be a foul. Is that going to be on Katie? It is on Katie Dyson. A little post-up action there. But Katie Dyson and Bailey Buckane inside there, really fighting inside. Just a little extra, too much push for Katie Dyson. That will be her third foul. And with that, of course, Coach Hockenbach doesn't want to see her get her fourth. And so Brooke Bettis will check in quickly to finish the quarter with 56 seconds left in this third quarter.
It looks like Coach Larson's put Bemis back in for these last 55 seconds of the third quarter. Osceola, Clark with the ball. Dribble a little bit out of control. This is going to catch you off guard,
yeah,
Mr. Stocker, but it looks like there's a jump ball.
It was. I haven't had that one for 30 seconds. Brooke Bettis did a good job getting again. Well, Lady D's doing a nice job mixing it up, getting on the floor when that ball's loose, getting aggressive and getting after it. And so that's good. Clark will retain possession, but still a good jump ball for Lady D's. Again, the 2-3 zone defense going on here. Skip pass almost picked off by Mackenzie Griffin. The little runner by Bemis. Can't get it. Gets her own rebound. Gets the putback shot, and she is fouled on the putback. I don't know if that's on a Haley.
Maybe nope. Brooke Bettis. Call that on Sarah Clark.
Yeah, that'll 43. That'll be her third. Yeah. So Bemis, as you mentioned, came in with her three fouls, but drove to the line. Didn't get the shot to drop. Controlled the rebound. Couldn't get the second to go, but it was fouled and misses the first of two free throws.
And you have to give credit there to Bemis. She knew that shot was going to be short, and she did what a good shooter would do, and that's follow that shot.
You bet.
Was able to catch that rebound and put it back up to draw that foul.
Going set, shooting her second free throw and does get that one to drop. Sub coming in. 35-28, so it's offensive-defense sub here, but Bemis did her job offensively, but wanting to get her fourth foul, so Vanessa Bakley will come back in for her. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Again, the Lady D's have a six-point lead. 35-29 is our score.
And Mackenzie Griffin brings the ball up court. She drives again, takes off about the free throw line, shoots it hard off the back of the rim. Comes down to Clark.
Bailey Buckane controls the rebound and gets it pushed up there. And Devin Carson gets it to Maddie Heath, who sets the offense with 12 seconds left in the quarter. With that, Clark wants a 30-second timeout because he wants to do that offensive-defensive switch. He wants to get Libby Bemis in there to see if he can get a play drawn up for her. So you got to expect that's coming. She's probably going to try to initiate contact, get the shot off if she can with 10.7 seconds left in the third period, Todd.
Yeah, this has been a good period for the Lady D's. They came in halftime trailing 22-21. They now have a 35-29 lead, so a good quarter for them, 14 points. They can hold Clark here these last 10.7 seconds. Got to be careful not to foul. We don't want any cheap fouls here, but we also don't want to give up an inside layup or a good shot.
You bet. So I know Coach Hockenbach's trying to make sure the ladies understand what's going to probably happen here. The Clark's going to try to force the action. We don't want any fouls, but we sure don't want to give up an easy basket either.
On the court for the D's, Tegan Bosser, Mackenzie Griffin at the top of that 2-3. We've got Brooke Bettis in the middle, Sarah Clark over on the left-hand side, and Haley Hudson on the right-hand side. Quick defensive set.
Ball kicked out, penetration and kick out to Carly Robbins. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis. And that's where we'll end after three quarters of play. Lady D's on top, 35-29. So good quarter for the Lady D's. Hopefully they've got enough in the tank to finish this game out here. We're going to take a short timeout on this quarter break.
You're listening to Southern Iowa sports leader, KIIC Thunder Country. International
Harvester. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clark Community High School, Osceola, Iowa. We've got live coverage of South Central Conference basketball. The Albia Lady D's taking on the Clark Indians. After three quarters of play, they're leading 35-29. So a good quarter out of the Lady D's. I'm Dan Stocker. With me is Todd Rather. 14-7 was the score in that quarter. So the Lady D's able to take a nice little lead coming off that halftime being down by one, Todd.
Yeah, you know, they were having some good dribble penetration and played some real solid defense. That was a good defensive quarter for them.
Kenzie Griffin gets it for the Lady D's, dribbles in there, and guarded, well guarded by Maddie Heath. Maddie knocks the ball loose and rocks it out of bounds right in front of the Lady D's bench, so Lady D's will retain possession.
Inbounding the ball will be Cassie Crawl. Gets it into Mackenzie Griffin for the Lady D's. Now over to the left side to Tegan Bossard. Number 44, Carly.
Devin Carson.
Yeah, Devin Carson steps in there and knocks the ball out of bounds, so Lady D's will retain possession.
Kind of a little lackadaisical pass there, and it was just easy for Devin Carson to jump in, but she couldn't control the possession, so Lady D's still hanging on the ball, which is great. Oh, I did not think that was a travel call. They said Mackenzie Griffin, she came in, just took an extra little step there at the elbow, and it was close, but I think she might have held on to that pivot foot really well. But nonetheless, it's a turnover, and Clark will take over. Maddie Heath gets the ball up, kicks it all the way up to Devin Carson, who takes a little just inside the arc. She takes a little shot there, 18-footer, and gets the two-pointer to drop.
So the D's with the ball now, up 35-31. Mackenzie Griffin with the pass down low to Brooke Bettis. Brooke just soft off that glass. It's a good look from Mackenzie and a good finish there by Brooke.
Good awareness on Mackenzie to know she's penetrating. The double team's coming, so that means one of her post players is going to be open, and there's Brooke Bettis with those soft hands, puts that little two-footer up. Nice job. Yeah, and we just had, as we're coming over, Libby Bemis just comes across to about the same move as Mackenzie Griffin. No travel called though. The ball gets in, batted around as Devin Carson gets it knocked loose by Brooke Bettis. Ball comes around. They're going to call a charge here as we get the ball. Quickly moving it up as, again, the Lady D's like to push the action. Tegan Bosser gets it, drives to the hoop. She comes in. The charge was called, and it was a good call, unfortunately, for Tegan Bosser's sake.
Yeah, Tegan was coming in, and Bemis just planted her feet down and absorbed that blow from Tegan.
Only the second foul on Tegan, and really like the aggressiveness of going to the hoop like that, because with Bemis having those three fouls, if we can get that fourth foul, that's a smart play. I'll take that play every time, whether she gets the call or not. Clark Indians, go ahead, Todd.
It's been a few years since I played, but I remember after I take that first charge that it was a little less likely that I'd step in front of a bigger player and take a second one again.
With that, Libby Bemis goes up, shoots the shot, three-point shot, and gets to drop. So kind of like the first half, the second part of this half here, the Clark Indians are coming out on fire. They've got it within three. Lady D's immediately pounded inside to Katie Dyson. Nice post move. Did not dribble this time. Squared herself up, hit the bank shot in. A nice little two-pointer by Katie Dyson.
Yeah, she had a strong move when she turned to the hoop, making sure that no hands could come in and get that ball and put it soft off the glass.
And I like that. A big post player keeping that ball up high. Nice little move. Libby Bemis is hot and on fire. She gets the ball, three-pointer. Oh, my goodness, here. Gets a three to drop, and as we inbound it, Maddie Heath is alertly on top of Mackenzie Griffin, gets the steal. So right just like that, five quick points by Clark Indians. Ball game is tied, 39. Tegan Bosser gets it on baseline and again drives the hoop. Again, she's being very aggressive, and I like seeing that out of Tegan. She's able to draw the foul for the third time tonight. So I'll take those odds where she gets the foul drawn on the opposing team three times. She's got one charge call. Good job out of Tegan Boss to go up, and she will go line shooting a pair of free throws. Tie ball game, 39-39, with just under 6 minutes left in the contest.
And she puts that first shot up and in, giving Albia the lead again. D's lead it 40-39, 5:51 left here in the game. Tegan's second shot goes up, and it comes off short. And Clark will control that rebound.
Devin Carson, controls that rebound, gets it immediately to Libby Bemis, who will bring it up. She eyes a three-pointer, but nothing doing there. She gets it over to the near side to Carson. Devin Carson puts up her three-point shot there, so Clark will take their biggest lead of the night, a two-point lead, 42-40.
They need to just have to be patient here. They push the ball into Brooke. Brooke with the shot and chose not to use the glass that time, just came off the back of the rim. And Osceola now attacking the basket. That's number 30, Carly Robbins. She drives it hard towards the hoop.
No shot. He's saying the foul on the floor, so it's not a shooting foul. So that's officials conferring here. One official thought it was in the act of shooting. The one up high said no. She was bumped early, and quite indeed she was bumped indeed early by Cassie Krall. Foul on Cassie either way. You cut it. They're saying one and one, but that is our seventh foul. I'm sorry. I thought they'd ring up. So we'll go to line shooting one and one, but it's better than the automatic two, so its pressure is on Carly Robbins to hit this first one in order to get the second.
First shot is up, and she makes it. It's good.
No pressure at all. 43-40, so the biggest lead of the night for Clark Indians. They had the one-point lead just as first half expired, and now have just taken the lead again for the second time in the contest.
And the second shot is up, and it is good as well.
That is why you're the leading scorer, or second leading scorer for Clark Indians. You're good at a lot of things, and getting free throws is one of them.
So Tegan Bosser now will bring the ball up as McKenzie was guarded on the inbounds pass. Brooke with the ball, double team on her. She dribbles in, passes with one hand, and number 30 steps in there, Carly Robbins, and takes the ball away.
Gets it to Libby Bemis. Brooke was actually guarded by Libby Bemis, so I would like to see her drive a little harder to see if she could try to draw that foul, but just chose to try to get a pass off, and unfortunately went right into Carly Robbins' hand.
Grabs that ball, and as she does, she takes a couple of steps to make a little better shot and is called for the travel.
So it'll be the turnover for the Clark Indians, and the Lady D's will take over on that possession.
Lady D's now trail 40-44. Right hand and a left hand. Keeps her pivot foot, goes left over to Cassie Crawl. Cassie pushes the ball into Brooke, and there is a foul on number 14. That's Bemis.
And a nice entry pass by Cassie Crawl. That was a very tough one to try to get in there. And such a pass that the only thing Libby Bemis could do was get over the top of it and draw the foul. And that should be the fourth foul, I think, on Libby. So
it is four. Lady D's with the inbounds pass. Over to the corner, Cassie Crawl for three. Ball comes off. And Clark will control the rebound.
Get it up to Libby Bemis in the front court, who immediately gets it right back up top to Devin Carson, who kind of checks the offense. 2-3 zone by the Lady D's. Gets it to Maddie Heath now trying to set their zone offense. Dribbles a little bit off her leg, but is able to control it. Gets it into the high post and then kicks it back out to Libby Bemis, who pump fakes, dribbles baseline, nothing there. Gets it right back to Devin Carson at the elbow. Swings it all around Maddie Heath. She will be content to set the offense with 4:10 left in the game. Oh, Devin Carson about had a little travel there, but instead was able to get the ball all the way over to Carly Robbins. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lady D's and Tegan Bossert.
Yeah, Tegan sealed off on the backside, went up, grabbed that ball. Pushed it up to McKenzie Griffin. Left side to Cassie Crawl. Cassie with the drive to the lane. She's cut off. Tegan will reset the offense up top. Over to the right wing to McKenzie Griffin. Looking inside, nothing there. Takes the dribble. Drive. Shoots it a little long. It's like fight in there for the rebound. Comes off of number 32's hands. That's Bailey. I'm not sure of her last name.
I'm going to say Balkane.
Balkane. And it will stay Lady D's possession.
Got subs coming in for the Lady D's, and also Clark will want to take a timeout here. Clark Indians will take a full timeout here. We will do the same. Again, Clark Indians now have their largest lead of the night. 44-40 is the score. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clark Community High School's gym, where Albie Lady D's are taking on South Central Conference rival Clark Indians. And we've got a good game going here. The weather outside might be getting a little dicey and iffy, but, boy, it's a hot game going in the gym tonight. And Lady D's trail right now, 44-40. It's the biggest lead for Clark. They've rarely had a lead at all, but, boy, they came up and got a nice lead to start this fourth quarter. Lady D's check the ball in. After timeout, boy, I thought that could almost been over back, but alert play by Sarah Clark to not touch it until she got in the backcourt first. So the inbounds play will get it, and Lady D's will set up their offense.
Right now, Cassie Crawl pushes the ball into Brooke Bettis. Brooke Bettis turns, takes the shot. Shot goes in, and she's fouled. So it'll be two plus one more.
Foul on Devin Carson for the Clark Indians. So a good aggressive play by Clark Indians. The Albie Lady D's recognizing and attacking, not being passive and not being scared or skittish about that kind of high-intensity pressure. They're going right at it, which is the way to do when you got an aggressive team. No posting of the foul yet for Devin Carson, but I don't think she had too many. Might be her second, maybe third.
Got a little confused by the score. It just went from 44-40 to 44-45. We'll have to let the score table get that.
Yeah, well, not a five-point shot, but we would have taken it. It shows us leading. Maddie Heath gets it inside and tied up inside there, and guess what, Todd?
Hey, that was good hustle play. We had three Lady D's on that ball.
They're actually going to say timeout.
Before they called the jump ball, though, Clark alertly calls for a timeout. This will be a full timeout for Coach Larson and the Clark Indians.
And I'm not sure, is it a full or half? Because 30 seconds, because Coach Larson's not sat his team down. They do have the scoreboard adjust now again. 44-42 is our score here, and that's indeed what we had. Lady D's trailing by two, so managed to claw their way back into it a little bit here after having a four-point deficit. Not a big deficit, certainly, by any means, but Lady D's really need to get a burst of energy here. Maybe get a chance as soon as we can to get both our bigs in there with Katie Dyson and Brooke Bettis. They do a nice job of complementing each other. Katie Dyson's more that traditional power center. Brooke Bettis a little more finesse forward in there, so they really do a good job inside and give you a couple good options. And then you complement that with the great outside shooting of the Lady D's between Mackenzie Griffin, Cassie Carl, Sarah Clark, Haley Hudson, and Tegan Bossert. So it's great options there no matter what they end up doing.
So as we get ready to start action here again, 3:12 left in the fourth quarter, 44 for Clark, 42 for the D's. Clark will inbounds the ball.
The D's look to be in that 2-3 zone defense here. Ball gets inbounded to Devin Carson, who immediately finds Maddie Heath at top to set the offense. Maddie Heath will see what's going on for sure. It's kind of a little, what do we got here? A little mixed up here. It looks like we're back to that triangle. No, we're not in full straight man here. First thought head zone, but no went to man. So Lady D's really doing a nice job confusing not only Clark, but myself as well. So good job. Gets the ball. Libby Bemis drive, cutting. A nice little entry pass there. Came from Carly Robbins and was able to get the layup. So 46-42 is our score. Clark Indians on top.
Mackenzie Griffin with the ball. Passes to the right wing. Sarah Clark, 4-3, and it's good. So it looked like Mackenzie was having a little bit of trouble with the control of that ball, and she knew that. She just got rid of it as the defense closed up on her. Found a wide open Sarah Clark off the right wing, and she put up the three-pointer.
So 46-45 is our score. Coach Hockenbach wants a quick timeout with 2:36 left in the game. We'll take one as well. You're listening to 96.7 Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Welcome back, everyone. Clark Community High School, as the Lady D's are taking on the Clark Indians in South Central Conference action. I'm Dan Stocker. With me is Todd Ratliff, and we got us a hot game going on in the gym tonight. Lady D's are within one now. They had the lead for most of the game here. Start the fourth quarter, Clark had a little surge and was able to get the lead and got the lead all the way up to 4 points, but now the score is 46-45. So Lady D's within 1 point of the contest, 2:36 left in the game. Clark has the ball after the Albie Lady D's timeout. Gets the ball into Devin Carson, who slowly dribbles up. Gets it to Libby Bemis, who brings the ball into the front court. Lady D's in a man-to-man, full-court man now. So trying to put a little extra pressure on the Clark Indians. Both teams are in the bonus, so any foul will be a one-on-one situation. And as soon as I said that, I must have jinxed them. Katie Dyson came to try to help as a double team coming into Libby Bemis. Actually, the foul is going to... Is that on a Mackenzie?
Looks like they called that on McKenzie Griffin. I'm not sure if she was close to that play.
No, but we'll take that. Because that would have been, I think, the third on Katie. So that's just the second on McKenzie. So we'll take that. I'm not 100% certain how she was on that play. Regardless, Libby Bemis will go to the line shooting 1-1. Hits the first one. She is the leading scorer for Clark Indians. It comes in at just over 15 points a night. We don't have the official score for her as of yet, but certainly doing a good job for the Clark Indians. She goes to sit second, try to extend the lead to three if she can. Second free throw up and good. So 48-45 with 2:15 left in the contest.
Lady D's now with the ball. Mackenzie Griffin brings it across half court, goes to the right wing to Tegan Bossert. Clark's backed off into a 2-3 zone. Tegan Bossert on the right wing, back up top towards Cassie Crawl. Cassie now over to Brooke. Brooke right back to Cassie. Tegan with the dribble, stop, back up to Cassie. Cassie Crawl for three, rims in and out. Brooke Bettis with a great rebound, charges in, jumps up, grabs that, plants her feet, puts it right back up off the glass to bring it back to within one.
No box out by the Clark Indians, and you've got to be knowing where Brooke Bettis is because she has great hands and a great rebound and was able to get that rebound and put back, so gets it back. And as you said, Todd, within one, 48-47, Clark Indians on top. Again, Lady D's in a man defense, so really putting a lot of pressure on the ball and all the defenders. Get the ball into to Carly Robbins, who drives around Cassie Carl, and as she goes up, puts the shot. She's fouled in the act of shooting. So she'll go to line shooting two, and that will be a foul on Katie Dyson, I believe. I think it's four, is it? That's just, yep. Scoreboard don't look like – oh, it is, like four. It's a little hard to see from where we're sitting, folks. But so four fouls on her. I thought that was only her third. So with four fouls in a minute 30, the coach is going to leave Katie in there. We're going to leave Katie and Brooke Bettis in there on defensive. Sarah Clark comes in for an offensive possession. Cassie Crawl and Mackenzie Griffin.
Second shot goes up, and it goes in. So 2-point lead now, 1:30 left to go in the game. Clark leading 49-47. Mackenzie Griffin brings the ball across half court. Looks left, switches direction, goes right. Over to Sarah on the wing. Sarah into Katie Dyson. And...
boy, I don't know about that one at all. Official thought when Katie got it, she shuffled her feet before she made her post move, and I really thought she did a nice job on the block. You know, it's a case where I don't think she – it's one thing if you got a lot of pressure. She really didn't, so I just don't – I don't know that that happened. But officials don't give me the whistle, and I don't give them a microphone. So it's a travel, and it'll be Clark's ball. They get it in to Devin Carson, who brings all the way up, driving on Brooke Bettis. Drick's trying to recover on her but can't get in time. Instead, will foul her as she's trying to make her attempt to go to the line – or, excuse me, to the hoop. It will be a one-on-one situation, and Brooke Bettis again pulling the foul. And just the second foul for Brooke Bettis. Third foul.
Change it to be a two-shot foul. It's 10
double bonus.
Now.
Yep. So even though she wasn't in the act of shooting, she gets an automatic two with 10 fouls, team fouls for the Lady D's. First shot goes up and good. So Devin Carson makes the first one. She's looking to expand the lead. First one, second one goes in as well. So 51-47 with a minute 13 left in the contest.
So Mackenzie Griffin with the ball, dribbles it up, past half court, dribbles all the way in, down the lane, off the glass, and in. 51-49 now. Clark goes to a lead this one.
That's what we needed there. Just a nice aggressive play by Mackenzie Griffin. Got to have a little excitement, a little enthusiasm here, and that's what Mackenzie brings to the table. Did a nice job. Bemis gets the ball, Libby Bemis brings it all the way in the front court. It was guarded by Mackenzie Griffin. We'll try to set the offense. We are under a minute to play. Lady D's trail by two. Get the ball to the near side to Devin Carson, who drives on Brooke Bettis. Drives all the way baseline. Nothing there. She tries to make a pass. No, nowhere going, but they say Katie Dyson touched it on the far side. We certainly couldn't see from our angle, but it will stay Clark's ball. As they said, Katie Dyson got a finger on it before it went out of bounds. So Clark will take it on the far side on the sideline. Low guard, Libby Bemis is by Mackenzie Griffin. She does find, though, Maddie Heath. Maddie Heath immediately gets it back to Libby. Libby's looking for Maddie. Working back and forth. Sarah Clark on Maddie Heath. Good defense out high on him. Ball's picked up and tried to get the turnover. Can't get it. 26 seconds left in the contest here. Oh, almost had the turnover there. Nice job. Good double team pressure coming from Sarah Clark and Mackenzie Griffin. But before they could get the turnover, Brooke Bettis was stepping in front of the pass. Will foul Libby Bemis. So she will go to the line shooting two free throws with 24 and a half seconds left in the game. Again, the Lady D's trail 49-51.
Bemis on the season around 67%, but I think she's made 5 out of 5 here tonight.
Yeah, you would not know she's a two-thirds free throw shooter. Those things look good and are smooth going in. Clark will pull all their rebounders off the lane, so there's no cheap fouls there from them. Feeling very confident, Libby, and she misses. Finally, we jinxed. Got her to miss the second one there. So 3-point game now. Lady D's have the ball.
52-49. Mackenzie Griffin dribbles in. Pass it over to the left wing to Cassie Call. Cassie makes it. It's a two-pointer. 14.4 seconds left to go. Albia trails 52-51 here in Osceola to Clark. Looks like there's going to be a timeout on the floor.
Coach Achenbach wants to get a timeout, get a substitution, offense to defense. Yeah, while he's got that full timeout, we'll take a short timeout as well. 52-51 is your score. Clark Indians on top of Lady D. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the short message.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa, as the Lady D's are in a hot contest with the Clark Indians in South Central Conference action. Lady D's are perfect in conference action, 6-0, trying to keep that record intact, but find themselves trailing by 1 point with the ball coming out of this timeout. 14 and a half seconds left in the contest. Again, 52-51. Been a good contest back and forth. Lady D's are going to run, but then Clark would answer. So the question is whether Lady D's can try to get us, that Albie has the ball. It's Clark that will have the ball. Lady D's are going to try to get a steal on this inbounds. If they can't, you got to assume they're going to try to foul fairly quickly, get the clock stopped, and get the ball back in their hands. So a full court man pressure by the Lady D's. Ball's immediately brought into Libby Bemis, and she is fouled right away by Mackenzie Griffin. She will go to line. We are in the double bonus, Clark is, so she will go to Libby Bemis, will go to line, shooting two free throws. Kenzie Griffin will draw the foul, but Coach Achenbach will get a chance to sub in. Offensive defense subs here as Tegan Bossert and Haley Hudson were in for defensive purposes and their quickness and aggressiveness. But we'll bring in Sarah Clark and Brooke Bettis. Yep, let's check and see who's not in there. So they will come in. Brooke Bettis and Sarah Clark will come in for Tegan Bossert and Haley Hudson. First free throw is up and good, so a two-point lead. So we got to think if it comes down here, we're going to try to get a three if we can. See if we can get Libby to miss that second one. And she makes the second one, so it is a three-point contest. Libby Bemis, or Coach Larson will sub Libby Bemis out as well. Bringing an offensive defensive sub. Actually, he's getting Carly Robbins out. So Lady D's trail by three with 13 seconds left in the contest. Got to think, Todd, they're going to try to get that three-point shot.
Yeah. Here comes the inbounds pass from Katie Dyson. Katie to McKenzie. McKenzie brings it across half court. Hits Sarah Clark over on the wing. And the ball is stripped, knocked out of her hand.
That is how Devin Carson with the strip. Just Sarah Clark had the ball out there just too much in front of her. And Devin Carson alertly grabbed that ball right out, ripped it out of there. Devin Carson, as she brings the ball in the front court, will be fouled. So with 3.5 seconds left, she is fouled. And Devin will go to line shooting two free throws.
I'm not sure, but that might be five on Sarah Clark. They did not call it on Sarah. They called it on 43, Brooke.
No, Sarah. They did call on Sarah, saying it's just her fourth foul.
Okay.
First shot goes up and good, so that is not looking good for the Lady D's with a four-point lead here. Quite a game here, quite an upset. Clark comes in 2-5 in conference play, so Clark's able to hang on to this. It's a big, big win for their team, and a sad loss, and makes the second free throw. It will be a five-point differential now. Mackenzie Griffin will get the inbounds pass with 3 seconds left. Puts up a long three-pointer just as time expires. And unfortunately, folks, we see a very good ball game, but does not go the Lady D's way. They will take their first loss in conference action. That will move them to 6-1 on the conference, still well in control of the conference, 13-5 on the season. Still a great season going for them. Lots to play for, nothing to hang their heads too terribly much on. But, boy, they would have liked to have had that game, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a game of streaks, as we talked about earlier.
Yep.
Two streaks in the first half with the Lady D's coming out quick and the Clark Indians coming back to take the lead at halftime. And same thing in the third and fourth quarters. The Lady D's came out and extended that lead to 6 at the end of the third and just wasn't able to hold on here in the final stretch of the game.
You know, the Lady D's have just played some great games here of late. You know, had a nice job, a good run here. Had a loss over the weekend against Grinnell, but that's a great Grinnell team, so you don't mind that loss. Came back yesterday and had a big, big win at Pleasantville. So they've really been doing some really nice things and doing things well, winning close games. Unfortunately, as coaches will tell you, any given night, any team can beat anybody. You've got to be ready to play, and that's exactly what happened for us. Clark Indians came out, had a very good game plan with Libby Bemis, Carly Robbins, and Devin Carson really controlling, and Maddie Heath doing a nice job for the Clark Indians, got a good job, and were able to pull up the upset victory to get themselves to 3-5 in conference. Lady D's dropped to 6-1. But still well positioned to win that conference title, which is certainly one of their goals, as well as coming into playoffs, which will begin in just a short couple weeks here on February 15th. We're going to take a little time out here, get a word in from our sponsors. We appreciate all the sponsors that bring you coverage of all the sporting events we've got. Tonight's the Lady D's and Blue Demons. Again, the Lady D's fall 56-51 is the final score here. We'll get ready to, boys will warm up here to bring you the second half action here, Blue Demon coverage, or South Central Conference coverage, I should say. We'll take a timeout, listen, get a word on our sponsors. You're listening to Dan Stalker and Todd Ratliff with Scotty Fry back at the sound booth. Southern Iowa Sports Leader, 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
It's time to play Family Feud. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something you like to skip.
A doctor's appointment.
Show me doctor's appointment. All right, Mike, one answer will beat it.
A loan payment.
Show me a loan payment. That's the number one answer.
This is Mike with People State Bank. We are introducing our new Skip a Payment program. You can skip your November, December, or January consumer loan payment and use that money for buying gifts or any other expenses you may have. Enjoy a little extra cash when you need it most. Call People State Bank today at 932-7887.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see People State Bank loan officers for more details. Offer ends January 31st, 2014. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power. From the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Plan a party with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. Jim and Charlie's has a super buy on family packs of Totino's pizza rolls, just $2.99. And a super buy on Kraft Velveeta cheese. 2-pound loaves are just $4.99. Johnsonville smoked Polish kielbasa or andouille sausage, just $2.99 for 13.5 ounces. Shop Jim and Charlie's for savings.